You're listening to Weekend Edition on Michigan Radio. If you're head over heels over someone, it's clear that you've tumbled into a metaphorical somersault into love. But then it sure seems like your heels should be going over your head, not the other way around.
That's what they say. Good morning. I'm Rebecca Kruth. Joining us now is University of Michigan English professor Anne Curzan. Hi, Anne.
Hello.
This week's segment actually kind of reminds me of last week's segment when we talked about back and forth. We've got sort of a similar thing going on.
I agree. Last week we were talking about why is it back and forth and not forth and back. And now we've got this question of why is it head over heels and not heels over head? And the answer is it used to be heels over head, which makes lots of sense, actually. If we think about this as doing a somersault, which is what this is about, you have the physical meaning of doing a somersault and then the metaphorical somersault that one can do into falling in love with someone. It makes sense that it's heels over head because when you think about head over heels, well, that's what we're doing much of the day.
Yeah, my head is over my heels right now.
Exactly. So to say I'm head over heels, great.
You're standing up straight.
Good for you. Now, so historically, it was heels over head. That expression first appears around 1400, and again, can have that physical meaning of an actual somersault and then the metaphorical meaning. It's around the late 1600s that the phrase gets turned upside down, maybe by accident, where people start saying head over heels. And after that, for a couple hundred years, really until the early 20th century, you have coexisting heels over head and head over heels. There's a really nice entry on this on the website Worldwide Words by Michael Quinion. And in that entry, he quotes, first of all, he quotes Davy Crockett in 1834. And here we see the new mistaken use of head over heels. And the quote is, "I soon found myself head over heels in love with this girl." Quinion then also quotes L. Frank Baum from the Oz books, so early 20th century. And there you have an example like, "But suddenly he came flying from the nearest mountain and tumbled heels over head beside them." So there you see the older version. Now, I at this point always use head over heels, but I quite like heels over head because to me it feels poetic. It's very evocative. When I read that quote, heels over head, I imagine someone tumbling in a way that I don't when I hear head over heels. What about you?
Well, yeah, I agree. It actually kind of makes you stop and think about what the person is saying instead of just, you know, hearing it and taking it in.
Exactly. Now, how do you use head over heels at this point?
Just like you said at the beginning of the segment, talking about love.
And for me as well, it is pretty much entirely metaphorical that I would not use it to refer to someone actually somersaulting.
No.
Interestingly, we've got another example sitting out there where you have the same kind of reversal that some speakers can say top over tail. And that is another instance of an inversion of tail over top. And once again, you can imagine tail over top makes more sense to capture that somersaulting motion. But at some point, it became top over tail.
Well, I'm going to keep my top over my tail and keep my head over my heels. And I recommend you do the same. Have a good weekend.
You too.
Anne Curzan is a professor of English at the University of Michigan. We look at the evolution of language every Sunday morning here on Weekend Edition. If you can't always catch us on Sunday, you can subscribe on iTunes. Just search for That's What They Say. And if you have a question about our ever-changing language, email us at language@michiganradio.org.